You're listening to Osho Radio. For the next hour, just relax, close your eyes, dance, whatever you feel like doing, and enjoy Osho Radio.
Total yes.
Today's discourse is from the series Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 4, Number 2. Somebody is asking Osho the question, how can ordinary people like me celebrate? And Osho replies immediately, who told you that you are ordinary? In this discourse, he is explaining how the ideas about ourselves are being formed and we are struggling all our lives to get rid of them, but without success. The keyhole, Osho says, is to take every moment, every opportunity to celebrate. And to celebrate your ordinariness is totally perfect.
Second question. You are at the peak of consciousness, you can celebrate, you are celebrating. But how can the ordinary person share with you in celebration? Nobody is ordinary. Who told you that you are ordinary? From where you got the notion of being ordinary? Everybody is extraordinary. This is how it should be. God never creates ordinary persons. How can God create ordinary persons? Everybody is special, extraordinary. But remember, don't feed your ego out of it. It is nothing on your part that you are extraordinary, it is on the part of God. You come out of the total. You remain in the total rooted. You dissolve back into the total. And the total is extraordinary, incomparable. You are also incomparable. But all the religions, the so-called religions, have tried to make you feel ordinary. This is the trick to provoke your ego. Try to understand this. The moment somebody says you are ordinary, he creates a desire in you to become extraordinary. Because you start feeling inferior. Just the other day, a man was here and he asked me, what is the purpose of life? Unless there is a special purpose for me, how can I live? A special purpose. If there is a special purpose, then life is significant. If there is no special purpose, then life is meaningless. He was asking, for what a special purpose God has created me? For what I have been sent to the world to do? This is the ego asking. And he feels ordinary. Nothing is special. Then how one can live? You have to be peaks of egos. Only then life seems significant. Life is significant. And there is no purpose in it. It is a purposeless significance. Like a song or a dance, like a flower, for no purpose at all, but flowering, for nobody in special, but flowering. Even if nobody passes by the road, the flower will flower, the fragrance will be spread into the winds, even if nobody comes to smell it ever. That is irrelevant. The very flowering is the significance, not for any purpose. But you have been taught that you are ordinary. Become great poets, become great painters, become great leaders of men, great politicians, become great saints, as you are, all the religions condemn you. You are nothing, a worm on the earth. Become something, prove something that you are. Before God, as if you have to prove your mettle. But I tell you that this is absolutely absurd. And these religions have been talking irreligion. There is no need for you to prove. The very phenomena that God has produced you is enough. You are accepted. The God mothered you, it is enough. What more you can prove? You need not be great painters. You need not be great leaders. You need not be great saints. There is no need to be great, because you are already great. This is my emphasis. You are already that which you ought to be. You may not have realized it, that I know. You may not have encountered your own reality, that I know. You may not have looked within yourself and seen the emperor within, that I know. You may be thinking you are a beggar and trying to be an emperor. But as I see you, you are already the emperor. There is no need to postpone celebration. Immediately, right this moment, you can celebrate. Nothing else is needed. To celebrate, life is needed, and life you have. To celebrate, being is needed, and being you have. To celebrate, trees and birds and stars are needed, and they are there. What else you need? Unless you are crowned and caged in a golden palace, then you will celebrate. In fact, then it will be more impossible. Have you ever seen any emperor laughing and dancing and singing on the street? No, he is caged, imprisoned. Manners, etiquette. Somewhere Bertrand Russell has written that when for the first time he visited a primitive community of aboriginals living in some deep hills, he felt jealous, very, very jealous. And he said, the way they danced, as if everybody is an emperor. They had no crowns, but they had made crowns with leaves and with flowers. And every woman was a queen. They didn't have kohinoors. But whatsoever they had, it was too much, enough. They danced the whole night, and then they fell asleep there on the dancing ground. And by the morning, they were again back to work. They worked the whole day. Again by the evening, they are ready to celebrate, to dance. Russell says, that that day I felt really jealous. I cannot do this. Something has gone wrong. Something frustrates within you. You cannot dance, you cannot sing. Something withholds. Then you live a crippled life. It has never been meant for you to be crippled. but you live a hiccuper life. You live a paralyzed life. And you go on thinking that how can you celebrate ordinary? Nothing special in you. But who told you that to celebrate something special is needed? In fact, the more you are after the special, the more and more it will become difficult for you to dance. Be ordinary. Nothing is wrong in ordinariness. Because in your very ordinariness, you are extraordinary. Don't bother about conditions when you will celebrate. If you bother about to fulfill certain conditions, then you will celebrate. You will never celebrate. You will die a beggar. Why not right now? What you are lacking. And this is my observation. If you can start right now, suddenly the energy is flowing. And the more you dance, the more it is flowing, the more capable you become. The ego needs conditions to be fulfilled, not life. Birds can sing and dance. Ordinary birds. Have you seen any extraordinary bird singing and dancing? Do they ask that first they have to be a Ravi Shankar or Yehudi Menhun? First they have to be great singers and go to colleges of music and learn, and then they will. They simply dance and they simply sing. No training is needed. Man is born with the capacity to celebrate. When even birds can celebrate, why not you? But you put unnecessary barriers. You create a hurdle race. There are no barriers, you put them. And then you say, unless we cross them and jump them, how can we dance? You stand against yourself. You stand divided against yourself. You are an enemy to yourself. And all the preachers in the world, they go on saying you are ordinary. How can you dare to celebrate? Wait, first be a Buddha. First be a Jesus, a Muhammad, and then. But just the opposite is the case. If you can dance, you are already the Buddha. If you can celebrate, you are already Muhammad. If you can be blissful, you are Jesus. The otherwise is not true. The otherwise is a false logic. They say first be a Buddha, then you can celebrate. But how you will be a Buddha without celebrating? I say to you, celebrate. Forget all Buddhas. In your very celebration, you will find you have become a Buddha yourself. Zen mystics go on saying that Buddha is a barrier. Forget about him. Bodhidharma used to say to his disciples that whenever you take the name of Buddha, immediately wash your mouth. It is dirty. The very word is dirty. And Bodhidharma, a disciple of Buddha, and he is right. Because he knows you can create idols, ideals out of the very word Buddha. And you then will wait for lives and lives to become a Buddha first, and then you will celebrate. That is not going to happen ever. One Zen monk Linchi used to say to his disciples that when you move into meditation, always remember, if you meet Buddha on the way, immediately cut him in two. Don't allow him a single moment, otherwise he can take hold of you and he will become the barrier. A disciple asked, but when I am meditating and Buddha comes, and Buddha comes to Buddhists as Jesus comes to Christians, not the real Buddha, he is nowhere to come. The disciple asked, when the Buddha comes, how I am to cut, from where I will get the sword? The master said, from where you get your Buddha? Imagination. Get a sword from the same place and cut the Buddha in two and go ahead. Remember this, that the teachings of the awakened ones, all the awakened ones and all their teachings can be summarized into a simple sentence. And that sentence is that you are already that which you can be. You may take many lives to realize this, that is for you. But if you are alert, not even a single moment is to be lost. Thou art that tatvamasi svetketu. You are already that. There is no need to become. Becoming and the very effort to become something is illusory. You are not to become. But preachers tell you are ordinary. They create a desire in you to become extraordinary. They make you feel inferior and create a desire to become superior. They create inferiority complex and then you are in their grip. Then they teach you how to become superior. First they condemn you, create a guilt within you, and then they show you the path, how to be virtuous. You will be really in difficulty with me, because your mind would like the same, because that gives you time and I don't give you time. I say you are already the case. Everything is ready. Start the feast. Celebrate it. Your mind says, but I have to get ready. A little time is needed. That's why in this postponement, preachers come in. Through this gap they enter into your being and destroy you. They say, yes, time is needed. How can you be right now celebrating? Prepare. Train yourself. Many things have to be discarded. Many things have to be improved. You need a long training and discipline. It may take many lives and only then you will be able to celebrate. How can you celebrate right now? And they appear appealing to you, because then you can relax and you can say, okay, so it is a long question. Right now is not the problem. We can go on doing whatsoever we are doing. Someday in the future, a golden tomorrow, a rainbow-like thing, when it is achieved, you will dance. Meanwhile, you can be miserable. Meanwhile, you can allow yourself to be miserable. Meanwhile, you can enjoy self-torture. It is up to you. If you decide, no need to create so much philosophy around it. You can simply say, I enjoy misery. This is really surprising that nobody ever asks, how can I be miserable right now? A discipline is needed. Training is needed. I will go to Patanjali's and ask great masters, and then I will learn how to be miserable. It seems to be miserable need not any training. You are born to be miserable. But then why bliss needs training? Both are two aspects of the same coin. If you can be miserable without training, you can be blissful without training. Be natural, loose, and just feel things. And don't wait, start. Even if you feel you don't know the right steps, start dancing. And I'm not saying that dancing is going to be your art. For art, training may be needed. I'm saying simply that dancing is just an attitude. Even not knowing right steps, you can dance. And if you can dance, who bothers about the right steps? Dancing in itself is enough. It is the overflowing of your energy. If it becomes an art by itself, it's okay. If it doesn't become, it's okay. In itself, it is enough, more than enough. Nothing else is needed. So don't say to me that you are at the peak of consciousness and where you are. What do you think where you are? Your valley is in your dreams. Your darkness is because you remain with closed eyes. Otherwise, you are there where I am. It is not that you are in the valley and I am at the peak. I am at the peak and you are also at the peak, but you dream about the valley. I also live in Pune, you also live in Pune. But when you fall asleep, you start dreaming about London and New York and Calcutta. And you visit thousands of places. I don't go anywhere. In my sleep also, I am in Pune. You go wandering. You are at the same peak where I am. Just you remain with closed eyes and you say it is too dark. And I talk about light and you say you must be somewhere else on a high peak. We are ordinary people living in darkness, and I see you are sitting with closed eyes on the same peak. You have to be beaten out of your sleep, shocked. And then you will see the valley never exists. Darkness was not there, only eyes were closed. Zen masters do good, they carry a staff and they beat their disciples. And it has happened many times. Then when their staff has descended on the head of a disciple, suddenly he opens the eyes and starts laughing. He never knew that he is on the same peak. It is a dream that you are seeing. Be alert. And if you want to be alert, celebration will be very, very helpful. When I say celebrate, what do I mean? I mean whatsoever you do, don't do it as a duty. Do it as your love. Don't do it as a burden. Do it as a celebration. You can eat as if it is a duty. Long face, dull, dead, insensitive. You can throw food inside without ever tasting, without ever feeling for it. It is life. You live through it. Don't be so insensitive to it. Indians have said, Annam Brahma, food is Brahma. This is celebration. You are eating Brahma. You are eating God through food. Because only God exists. When you are taking a shower, it is God showering. Because only God exists. A morning walk. And the breeze is also God. And the trees are also God. Everything is so divine. How can you be a long face, dead and dull, moving in life as if you are carrying a burden? When I say celebrate, I mean become more and more sensitive with everything. Dance should not be a part in life. The whole life should become a dance. It should be a dance. You can go for a walk and dancing. Allow life to enter in you. Become more open and vulnerable. Feel more. Sense more. Small things filled with such wonders are lying all around. Watch a small child. Leave him in the garden and just watch. That should be your way also. So wonderful. Wonder-filled. Running to this butterfly to catch. Running to catch that flower. Playing with mud. Rolling in the sand. From everywhere. The divine is touching the child. If you can live in wonder, you will be capable of celebration. Don't live in knowledge, live in wonder. You don't know anything. Life is surprising everywhere. It is a continuous surprise. Live it as a surprise. Unpredictable phenomena. Every moment new. Just try, give it a try. You will not lose anything if you give it a try. You may gain everything. You are already where you need to be. You are already in that space which you are seeking. Just make a little effort to come out of your clinging with misery. Don't invest in misery. Invest in celebration. And you take one step towards life, and life takes 1,000 towards you.
The meditation today is from a book called The Message Beyond Words. It is a translation from a Hindi book about the Katupanishad. All your senses are outgoing. You know outside things through them. The inner sense is that by which you can have an inner knowing through which your consciousness is awakened. This state of inner knowing, the intelligence to discriminate and wisdom, is the inner sense. The methods for purifying the inner sense have nothing to do with following the conscience that has been given by society. The true conscience is the conscious energy within you that enables you to look within. You close your eyes and there is darkness inside. But even in that darkness, there seems to be somebody there who knows it. You close your ears and you will hear the sound of silence within you. But in that silence too, somebody seems to be listening. The one who knows, who listens and sees within you, is your real conscience, your inner sense. This inner sense has to be strengthened. In the beginning, you will have only a very faint glimpse of it, because you are so accustomed to looking on the outside that your eyes have become fixed on the outside. If you suddenly close your eyes, you will not be able to see anything inside. It is just like when you enter a dark room after being outside in the sunlight. At first you will not be able to see anything, but if you sit for a while, soon your eyes will change their focus and will become adjusted to the darkness in the room. Then the darkness will seem to be less. Then, as you go on sitting in the room and become more in tune with the darkness in the room, soon the room will seem to be growing light. And even in the darkest room, if you can just sit and wait patiently, after some time you will be able to see a little. As your inner sense becomes more and more pure, you will experience that all the energy of the other senses has dissolved into the inner sense. As the inner sense becomes more awake, the energy of all the senses which had been flowing outwards, which had been leaking uselessly from them, the totality of this energy will become available to the inner sense. And a moment comes when all the other senses pour their whole energy into the inner sense. Ears, eyes, tongue, nose, all their energy is absorbed in the inner sense.
Is there a way? Is there an answer? Where do I come from? And where do I go? I don't understand, and I won't understand. I'll never understand the mystery of my life. Is there a me? Is there a you? Is there a light where we become to? I don't understand, and I won't understand. I'll never understand the mystery of my life. Been saying I've been crazy about a million of times. been moving in circles just to follow the smile. But you told me it's good. You told me it's good. I know now it's a good thing that I won't understand.
Coming to the end of this program, you have been listening to instrumental music from a CD called Evening Satsang with the Master, music that was being played in Pune in the last years of Osho being in this body on this planet. Also, you heard music by Raji, by Subodha, and you can dance your heart out with the next song coming up by Milarepa called Life is a Celebration. Bye bye everybody. Take care and until the next time. Namaste.
Of my heart are singing. You are my inspiration. You are my love. I hear your music in me. Strings of my heart are singing. You are my inspiration. You are my love. Oh, what a sweet sensation. Life is a celebration. Oh, what a sweet sensation.
I found a treasure in me that makes my life worth living. A precious jewel shining, the fragrance of love.
I hear your music in me, strings of my heart. You are my inspiration. You sweet sensation. Life is a celebration. Oh, what a sweet sensation. Oh, what a sweet sensation. Life is a celebration. Oh, what a sweet sensation. Sweet sensation.